Hey, what's up, storytellers? Okay, so today is a completely different format from our usual episodes, because guess what? It's our birthday today. Oh my God. So both me and 88 Cups of Tea turn a year older on August 8th. 88 Cups of Tea just reached its 4-year milestone. How did 4 years fly by so fast? I have no idea where time has gone, but I do know how grateful I am to have this incredible community we've built together. Thank you for being my greatest champions and for growing together. I am so dang proud and so happy seeing how much you've all worked towards your goals over the years. It's so inspiring to see how many of you now have published books hanging out at bookshops. When you first messaged me, whether through email or Instagram messages or Twitter, about having dreams of one day seeing your books being published. And then there are so many of you who are also now represented by your dream literary agents after being so patient throughout the querying trenches. And there's even more of you who continually push yourselves to write words down no matter how much you've got going on in your lives. I'm telling you, each and every one of you are incredibly inspiring. 88 Cups of Tea would not have reached its 4-year milestone without you tuning in every week and spreading the love about how much 88 Cups of Tea means to you. And honestly, it's just really cool to see so many of you taking in each episode, each article, and essay that we have published on our website and really applying it to your own journeys. And that is something that brings me and my team so much joy, knowing that the content that we're consistently producing year after year means something to you. And it's truly been so rewarding. For our 4th birthday, I decided to celebrate a little bit differently compared to the last 3 years. I reached out to our Patreon family and our private Facebook group members asking for collective suggestions and ideas about how our community would love to celebrate our 4-year anniversary milestone together. There's been a ton of brainstorming throughout the entire month of July, and I'm so grateful to hear from so many of our listeners and our readers. So I'm super pumped to share the 4 ideas that we ended up selecting on ways that we could celebrate together as a community. And I want to share that with you as well so that you can join in with us. And I hope you do, because the more, the merrier. So let's kick it off with the first one, the appreciation post. All throughout August, share what 88 Cups of Tea means to you or wish us a happy birthday. You can write a social media post or post a picture of where you listen to our podcast from. And I am sending over extra air hugs to those of you who post a birthday related picture or a happy birthday sign, which is pretty fun. If you decide to celebrate this way, be sure to include hashtag 88 Cups of Tea so we can find you and repost on our social media. One of my absolute favorite suggestions from an incredibly thoughtful storyteller in our community who I want to give a special shout out to, Karis Rogerson. She specifically suggested that our storytellers write and publish a blog post to let me and my team know at 88 Cups of Tea how we've been a part of your lives. And I was so touched when I read this because I'm thinking, who on earth actually has the time to do this when you're all so busy already? But for anyone who is going to take the time to do this, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. I am sending over a super warm, big bear hug. If any of you are interested in publishing a blog post on your blog, letting us know how we've been a part of your storytelling journey, please either post your link or email us the link at hello@88cupsoftea.com by Monday, August 26th at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, because what we want to do is gather your links and create a post on our 88 Cups of Tea website that'll feature a consolidated list of all of your URLs to link back to your sites. And if you do end up sharing your link on social media, please include hashtag 88 Cups of Tea as a part of the celebration to help us spread the word about 88 Cups of Tea. Alrighty, so the next way of celebrating together. So this one's gonna be amazing. 4 lucky patrons get the chance to win a 10-minute interview stitched to the end of an upcoming 88 Cups of Tea podcast episode. And let me tell you, we have some pretty awesome authors slated for the rest of the year. So this is going to be a really good one. For all of you who are already signed up in our Patreon family, make sure to look out for those details in our Patreon post. I'll share all the details next week, and we're going to choose a winner by the end of August. Now, the final way of celebrating 88 Cups of Tea's 4-year anniversary is a global live stream and spin the wheel event. Yep, you heard that right. A spin the wheel event. It's going to be held on August 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Let's celebrate together from the comfort of our own home in pajamas and whatever you're comfortable wearing. Have a cup of tea by your side, unwind with fun chats, and get ready for a chance to spin the wheel and win some awesome prizes like signed giveaways of Madeline Miller's Circe and Samantha Shannon's The Priory of the Orange Tree and more fun giveaways. If you're able to join us for the live stream, make sure you RSVP your attendance, and there's a portion of the live stream where I'll select some of your pre-submitted questions to answer during the event. Be sure to head over to 88cupsoftea.com/podcast/4th-birthday, and that's 4th spelled out F-O-U-R-T-H-birthday, so you can click on the link to RSVP your attendance for the live stream, and there's also a link in there that'll take you over to a page where you can submit your questions for me to answer during the event. Definitely head over to that link. Again, it's 88cupsoftea.com/podcast/4th-birthday, because all of the different ways to celebrate with us are all listed out along with the details of deadlines and instructions. I am so excited to celebrate together. Thank you again for getting us to 4 years. I can't believe we're here. I could not have asked for a better community to grow with. It's really insane to even think that 88 Cups of Tea started as a little indie podcast. I mean, we're still an indie podcast, but now we've grown into a thriving community, and we have an online platform filled with articles and essays to help our community. And this all happened because y'all continue to love the content that we produce. And I'm so excited to see where the rest of this journey takes us. Now, to wrap things up, I actually listened to several older episodes that I produced 4 years ago and came across my favorite episode I ever produced. It's very much a storytelling piece that I told through the medium of a podcast episode. This episode was released back in November 2015. I was traveling around Asia for about 3 months, and I stayed in Taiwan for about a month and took a tea intensive study program in the very beginning of my visit to Taiwan. I remember pulling out my old iPhone and hitting that record button on the voice notes app and taped as much as I could during that tea intensive program. And I ended up writing, producing, cutting, and editing everything in a super tiny and adorable apartment in Taipei, Taiwan, hiding under a blanket fort to muffle out any of the outside noise just to try to get as clear of audio as possible. And I still remember pulling all-nighters to get that episode done. And even then, I still have the best memory of putting this episode together. Just a heads up, it was completely produced by me, so there was absolutely no professional audio engineer magic that was sprinkled throughout. But I loved every bit of the storytelling aspect and the production side of it. So without further ado, let's just jump right in.
Wait, what does it say again?
Qing.
Jing.
An Jing.
An Jing.
Yi.
Yi.
Zhen.
Zhen.
Qin.
Jing.
Yi.
Zhen.
Clarity, humble.
Peace.
Peaceful and honest.
Real.
Real.
Nature.
Real. Authentic. Yeah.
Am I doing this right? Hi, I'm your host, Yin Cheng, and thanks for joining me on 88 Cups of Tea. This podcast is created to leave you feeling motivated from interviews with storytellers, where we learn how they create opportunities for a successful career without losing sight of the values that make us human. Whew, that was a really long run-on sentence.
I already forgot how to pronounce my name. Qing.
Qing.
Jing.
J-I-N-G.
Qing Jing Yi Zhen.
Yi Zhen.
Yi Zhen Yi.
Qing Jing Yi Zhen. Clarity, humility, peace,
truth. These are the words written in Chinese calligraphy on a scroll of red xuan paper, rice paper that was originally created in China for writing and painting. A hand-painted gift given to each of the students in the 7-day intensive tea program here in Taiwan. I'm traveling around Asia to explore and live differently for a bit, with Taiwan as a very first stop in the adventure, which is also my father's hometown. I've been brainstorming and planning on fun ways to do something with tea for my guests and you awesome listeners for a while now because of my own enjoyment and appreciation of teas. The intensive tea study program presented itself at the most perfect timing. My girlfriend had helped to open a very successful Taiwanese restaurant in Los Angeles, and from her work there, she met and became friends with one of the tea suppliers of the restaurant. We were about to depart for our trip around Asia and found out about the tea study program the day before our flight from those same tea suppliers. The program was created for tea professionals interested in furthering their knowledge as tea connoisseurs and for tea experts who are about to open their own tea shops. Though I'm far removed from the restaurant and food business, the program was a learning experience that was too good to pass up.
So when it's a street type, it's always what kind of rolling? You know, it's rolling like this, it's a half moon rolling, the rough rolling.
Okay.
You know, the Formosa Bonita, also half moon rolling, right? And then they try to use the roller.
This is Thomas Xu, the founder of the Intensive Tea Study Program and the ambassador of Taiwan tea because of his expansive contributions to the tea industry. Thomas's family has been in the tea business for more than 60 years, with him being a third-generation Taiwanese tea specialist. He's considered one of the world's leading specialty tea experts with his extensive knowledge of everything related to Taiwanese tea. Thomas has become a popular educator and speaker at countless international educational institutions, conferences, and conventions, including the annual World Tea Expo.
The rolling. And rolling have many functions. The first function is the shaping. You roll to shape it.
Right now, Thomas is explaining one of the steps in tea processing where the leaves are transformed into the dried leaves for brewing tea.
You break the cell again and then bring the juice out. So the juice apply on the surface on the leaf. So rolling make the tea, you know, first, you know, have more layer because they roll in down there, the juice come out. And that changes.
So what's this rolling that Thomas keeps talking about? It's one of the later steps in the processing of making tea. Rolling is when damp tea leaves are rolled around by hand, which produces wrinkled strips. Or if the leaves are rolled around by machine, the machine causes the tea to wrap around itself into a ball. Like Thomas explains, the rolling action also breaks the cells of the leaves and causes some of the essential oils and juices to seep out, which helps to enhance the taste and aroma of the tea even more.
So rolling make the tea, you know, first, you know, have more layer because they roll in down there, the juice come out, and that changes the flavor. So when we, this morning we say aroma, aroma mainly is from oxidation, but rolling to change the tea's flavor. You know, the way they roll in, say, baozhong, you want the aroma because you see the grape, baozhong, the aroma.
So by now, you've already gotten a little taste of the tea intensive. Our schedules were packed back-to-back with visits to tea factories and manufacturers and local tea houses and businesses where we interacted with tea masters. We also made multiple stops at organic tea gardens and several nurseries to study the differences in leaves. Before I go any further, I want to share with you a common mistake that I made until this trip. At one of the nurseries, I pointed to the rows of tea shrubs and said, "Oh my God, check out the rows of teas!" I totally got schooled and was told that they were technically called Camellia sinensis. In Chinese, they call them cha hua. The literal translation means tea flower. Quick side note, Camellia sinensis is a prettier and more technical name for a tea plant, a tea shrub, or a tea tree, which, by the way, should not be confused with the other tea tree that's the source of the popular tea tree oil that we usually find from New Zealand and is used for essential oils. Camellia sinensis become teas after the leaves and buds go through different steps of processing, like the rolling of leaves you just heard Thomas talk about. Other examples of processing steps that help to determine the tea's unique flavor are oxidation, fixation, drying, and curing. Do you hear that rustling? That's me, fluffing the tea leaves during the withering stage. I'm holding the sides of the basket, rotating and lightly tossing the leaves, and then gently swooping my hands underneath the greens and very carefully dispersing them with a sort of cradling movement. This helps to make sure that all leaves are exposed to air. During this day, our tea group met at 8:30 in the morning, and we finished up at 2 in the morning the next day. We had a full-on hands-on experience making our own oolong teas closely instructed by Thomas and his friend Steve Huang, a renowned tea master. They're colleagues who love to challenge each other and learn from each other, almost like brothers.
It's still indoor withering.
Okay.
Indoor withering, and then you use a frothing.
One of the very first steps in processing tea right after the leaves and buds are freshly plucked is to remove excess water by placing them in baskets under the sun and then bringing them into a cool, breezy room to pull moisture out from the leaves. This method is called withering. Withering helps with the breakdown of leaf proteins into amino acids, while the leaves go through a slight process of enzymatic oxidation. A lot of times, the leaves lose more than a quarter of their water weight during this step, and the caffeine is also increased during withering, helping to change the taste of the tea. Trust me, it took me a while to try and understand even a fraction of this information. Thomas and Steve were breaking down all the steps in processing tea and threw in a bunch of math and percentages. Me and math don't do so well together, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. What you're hearing right now are small ceramic lids being lifted and covered back onto the small teapots. We're all taking turns smelling the aroma from the brewed teas. This process is called tea cupping. The withering process of the leaves took us about 10 to 11 hours. We would wait to fluff the leaves every 2 to 3 hours, and during the times we were waiting, Thomas and Tea Master Steve tested our knowledge of teas through the process of tea cupping. Cupping teas uses both art and science to taste and evaluate the quality of loose leaf tea. We went through a number of steps to determine the quality, aroma, taste, color, body, and characteristics of different teas. It's quite common for tea merchants to line up similar types of teas and compare them against one another to see which has the best value when making a purchase. Cupping teas is a super important skill to have as a tea expert in order to differentiate and ensure quality control. In this cupping session, we were asked to pick which teas we liked best, and then the tea masters would reveal the price and quality of each tea. I chose the one that no one liked and found out afterwards that there were stink bugs found in the processing of that specific tea I chose. From numbers and percentages about oxidation to acquiring new skills of differentiating characteristics of teas, I was struggling to keep up while all the fellow students around me seemed to have a firm grasp on everything. A lot of times I would smell the teas differently than the experts around me, and 95% of the time I couldn't pick up the flavors and aromatic notes that they were able to. A perfect example is when we were cupping a high mountain oolong tea near Sun Moon Lake in central Taiwan. I finally tasted something that I was so sure of and said very loudly and quite proudly, "Ooh, this one tastes just like fried oysters. I love fried oysters." One lady gave me a look of horror and pulled me aside to say that I needed to learn how to choose better words to describe teas. Apparently, everyone else was tasting grassy, floral notes except for me. At times like these, I felt overwhelmed and inadequate, but I still had a sense of humor about it. And no matter how much I felt like I was screwing up, I always stuck with my gut and stood firm with my honest opinions about my thoughts and reactions to each tea while trying to learn as much as I could. Back at the tea garden where we were withering the leaves, during another one of our two-hour breaks in between the fluffing of leaves, the owners of the tea garden drove us out into the middle of a bamboo forest, pulled out an old door from their pickup truck, and propped it on wooden boxes to create a makeshift table. They set up teacups and kettles and enough stools around the table for everyone to gather. Their son and daughter poured us tea in the most graceful and delicate way possible, later finding out that their children just came back from a tea ceremony competition. No wonder they were able to make a simple act of pouring tea like an art form. We were experiencing our very own tea ceremony right in the middle of a bamboo forest. It was unreal, and a memory I will keep with me forever. Tea is about community, a community where honesty, generosity, and humility are second nature. From the young tea merchants to the middle-aged manufacturers, to the 98-year-old farmers plucking the leaves and buds of Camellia sinensis, each person relies on each other, and no one is ever too young or too old to learn from each other. No matter what we choose to do in life, we should always put our best efforts to show up and to ask questions, even when we think we might sound stupid, and to always continue learning as much as we can. You'll never know where you'll stumble upon your next inspiration, especially as storytellers. This trip has reminded me that time and time again, inspiration is everywhere around us. It's up to us to observe, engage, and to listen. There's one more thing that Thomas was teaching us that really stood out to me, the terra. The terra is a complete natural environment where factors like the soil, topography, and climate come together to determine the tea's growth and character. These natural elements give the tea its specific flavor, minerals, and vitamins, all things that shape the tea into what it is before any kind of human intervention. As much as tea is about community, it's also about nature, with elements that are completely out of our control. I'm not a tea expert, nor am I in the food industry, and even so, the lessons were still beyond invaluable, and it's been eye-opening to see how we're all universally tied together. Like the terra, our genetics define our gender, race, looks, and shape. And through a community, we're nurtured and shaped into who we are, and our life experiences and journeys add color to our personalities and character. Connecting dots like these remind me of the magic and beauty of having a show like this, to connect with guests from different worlds and share their stories with listeners like you, so we can all learn from each other. Qing Jing, Yi Zhen. I hope after this episode, we'll each carry a bit of clarity, humility, peace and truth, and share that knowledge with our communities. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the Storyteller Tribe and listening in. This episode is really special to me. As you noticed, it's the first episode of the show where I experimented with my own kind of storytelling. I've been so inspired by all the interviews with guests on 88 Cups of Tea and have been itching to share a story through this kind of medium. Thank you for allowing me to share that with you. And that wraps up our anniversary episode, our four-year milestone. What an awesome blast from the past. It's pretty cool because y'all are always tuning in to me having conversations with really cool guests where I feel just as inspired as you do when I listen to their storytelling path. And then I start wondering, what am I doing creatively? So when I listen back to the older episodes, I fell back in love with this episode because it was such a different way of producing all the other episodes I've ever done. And it was my way of storytelling in a creative way through podcasting. I know actually quite a few of you who are new listeners, so I'm pretty sure you haven't had the chance to listen to that one yet, but I'm so happy to share that with you. And to all of my longtime listeners, I hope that was a happy little jog through memory lane, and I am honored to ring in our four-year anniversary together. I would love for you to join in on the festivities and celebrate together by heading over to 88cupsoftea.com/podcast/4th
/birthday to read all the details on exactly how to join in. And thank you again for being a part of this journey and getting us to where we are today. So much love to each of you and wishing you all a wonderful, lovely rest of your week. And I'll catch you not next Thursday, but the one after that. Hey guys, it's me again. Thanks so much for listening in on 88 Cups of Tea. Go create something magical today and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.